Amid the horrors of Gaza, a chink of light and hope for seven Palestinian children. They arrived in Ireland over the weekend to be treated in hospitals here. It is the third medical evacuation to Ireland from Gaza since September of last year. We can talk now to Niall O'Keefe, who is Head of International and Migration with the Irish Red Cross, who were involved in the operation to bring them here. Niall, you're very welcome to the programme. How challenging was their evacuation? What's involved in a process like that?
It's difficult. It involves quite a few people from here in Ireland, in Children's Health Ireland, from ourselves, from the Department of Health, from many other people in the different departments, and also on the ground with the World Health Organization facilitating it on the ground. The patients have been selected over the last number of weeks, and a small team from Children's Health Ireland have been working around the clock really to engage with the WHO and the families themselves, the patients in Gaza remotely, and to identify the right patients and the kinds of needs and treatment that they are in need of, and also then to look at, you know, the capacity here in this site and to see what capacity is available and trying to match those up. So there was a lot of going back and forth over the last number of weeks to make sure everything kind of is lined up, and a lot of coordination. But thankfully, it has worked out well, and the families have arrived here over the weekend.
Absolutely. And getting out of Gaza, does that involve going a route eventually out of Jordan then? And out into the wider world.
Yes, No, the families arrived out, and again, this was facilitated locally. The Irish embassies in Jordan and in Israel have facilitated it, and as well as in Ramallah, along with many others. But the families have come out through Israel and into Jordan. They spent one or two days in Jordan just to get them stabilised, and then they arrived here in Ireland over the weekend, and straight away they're getting the medical assessment here in Ireland, which is great for them. And, you know, from there onwards, they'll see what kind of treatment would be needed for the families. I suppose the background here, like, is that the WHO, the World Health Organization, has stated that well over 10,000 children in Gaza are in desperately need of medical treatment and need medical evacuation because of the situation there. And generally, these are children who are critically ill. They have had their treatment because many of them have various conditions of their own, and their treatment have been interrupted because of the conflict and because of the collapse in the health system in Gaza, as many of us will all see on our screens every night. And so they put out a call to that, and globally, and many European countries and Ireland as well have responded to that call and are providing this sort of support, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think by the time the ceasefire came around, there were no functioning hospitals in Gaza. But I wonder, how on earth do you select seven children out of so many?
Yeah, that's difficult. It's extremely, extremely difficult. It is the World Health Organization, who is responsible on first instance on the ground for just registering people and to see what kind of supports that they are in need of. I think, you know, they are trying to be as do it as prudently as possible. And, you know, some people who can manage to find medical treatment on the ground, they will, you know, they're not the ones. And if the treatment can be provided locally, it's great that's provided. It's really just out of a desperate situation and a last resort that everybody is seeing to see what children can be and what treatment can be provided elsewhere. And, you know, everybody is very much aware of the situation on the ground. We've all seen it. And yeah, it's extremely difficult for everybody. But I was with one of the families yesterday who arrived a few months ago. And the parents were full of joy. They were telling me about their daughter who arrived a few months ago, and she was running around. She wanted a bicycle. She wanted to play. And they were telling me, listen, she didn't have that kind of energy a few months ago. She just wasn't able. And if she had continued inside Gaza, it would have been an extremely difficult situation. So it's life-saving for some of those children and their families to be able to get the kind of medical treatment here that they can get.
And Niall, they had pre-existing conditions which needed this essential treatment, but were their conditions exacerbated either through injuries in the war or by starvation or malnutrition?
Yes, all of that, Audrey. Like many of them, they're just not simply able to get the treatment that they could have and should have gotten. But yes, over the last 1 or 2 years, as the health system itself has collapsed, they haven't simply been able to get the treatment. And then in the last over the last number of months, the humanitarian situation has deteriorated significantly. And so for them and their own condition. We've seen it, like even for those families that have been coming out, it's and we know it all around that they're in quite a difficult situation. So they need the support that they desperately need.
Well, they're now in the care of some wonderful medical teams in our hospitals here. I'm presuming this is a long-term process. The treatment that they will need will go on for some time.
It will, and we've seen it very much depends on a case-by-case basis. So it's difficult to say one thing fits everybody, but they're here for the medical treatment, and they'll be here for as long as the medical treatment will require it. And so for some of those, it is a short number of months that they need the kind of a treatment, and it helps them to stabilize, and then they only need very minor kind of support after that. But for others, they need longer term kind of engagement with the systems. We had seen a few months ago one of the mothers that arrived earlier on. She was talking about she'd been talking with the doctors, and she had mentioned about or the doctors had mentioned to her about the type of treatment that her child needed, and for her she recognized it instantly that was the treatment that she knew. She had sort of Googled it herself, if you like, over, and she had been told about it, but that treatment just simply wasn't available in Gaza for over a number of years. So now she knew what it was, and now she was able to get that treatment here. So that made, a huge difference for her.
Absolutely. Well, they are welcome, and we wish them all the very, very best, and well done to everyone for getting them here safely. Niall O'Keefe, Head of International and Migration with the Irish Red Cross, thank you very much. It's 8:21.